We want to look again at this sugya on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. We're about 12 lines down from the top. Omer Rab Yochanan. Omrim Zman Bishmini Shelchag. We will recite Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu L'zman Azeh, says Rab Yochanan, with regard to Shmini Atzeres. And we're going to see a number of different explanations here in the sugya as to why Shmini Atzeres deserves its own Birchas Shechiyonu. Then Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'ein omrim zman b'shvi shel Pesach." But on the seventh day of Pesach, which is likewise endowed with a separate kedushas hayom and an isur malacha, and it's a full-fledged regal, nevertheless, there is no shechiyonu. In other words, we view Shmini Atzeres, says Rabbi Yochanan, as a regal unto itself that engenders a chiyuv shechiyonu. We do not review and define shvi shel Pesach as anything but an integral part of Chag HaPesach. There's no Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu at the beginning of Chag HaPesach covers the last day, the Shvi Shel Pesach, as well. And the Gemara now is going to analyze why this is so. We mentioned in the past, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that as far as Tefillah and Kiddush is concerned, we're going to mention Shmini Atzeres on its own as a holiday unto itself. However, what happens b'dieved if somebody recited Yom Chag HaSukkos instead of mentioning Shmini Atzeres, would he have to daven again? And this is a discussion in the poskim in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Samach Ches, and the Rav Zichron Levracha in the Shiurim differentiated between Kiddush and Tefillah. As far as Kiddush is concerned, the Rav held that surely the logic and the weight goes with that opinion that you'd have to repeat Kiddush if you didn't mention Shmini Atzeres, but rather mistakenly mention Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. And the reason for that is that Kiddush depends upon Isur Malacha. And with regard, and how does the Rav know that? Because Zachar v'Shomer b'Dibur Echad, the mitzvah of Zachira, which is the source for Kiddush, has the same dinim as the mitzvah of Shomer, which is the Isur Malach of Shabbos. Kiddush depends upon Isur Malach. With regard to Isur Malach, Shmini Atzeres is certainly a chag, a regel b'fnei atzmo. It has no connection to Sukkot. The last 6 days of Sukkot have no Isur Malach. Shmini Atzeres has a regel b'fnei atzmo. It has the Isur Malach. And the Isur Malach of Shmini Atzeres is written beferish explicitly in the parasha of Emor as a separate holiday. And therefore, with regard to Kiddush, which is engendered by Isur Malach, the Isur Malach of Shmini Atzeres is not connected to Sukkos, and therefore you have to mention Shmini Atzeres. Mentioning Chag HaSukkos is that would not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush because Zachar v'Shomer b'Dibur Echad. In Tefillah, on the other hand, the Rav used to say that since the Machayev of mentioning the day is Bechol Yom V'Yom Tenlo Me'ein Berkosov, which means that you have to mention the day in Tefillah if it's a special day, since Shmini Atzeres has many overlaps with Sukkos in terms of its status as a day. It definitely is the last day of Sukkot, the eighth day of Sukkot. And this can be proven, number one, from the mitzvah of Simcha, which the mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkot with the extra word Ach extends beyond Sukkot into Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is not Mevatel Avelus, and the reason for that is the Mevatel Avelus is Simcha, and Shmini Atzeres is just an extension of Sukkot as far as Simcha is concerned. And therefore, as far as Tefillah of Bechol Yom V'Yom Tenlo Mein Berchosav, if you mention Shmini Atzeres as the eighth day of Sukkot, you are Yotze. The same thing would apply to Birkas HaMaza. The Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs counts Shmini Atzeres as its own mitzvah with regard to Shvisa, with regard to the Isur Malacha, and that again reflects what we said before, that Shmini Atzeres as far as Isur Malacha is a separate regel. Also with regard to Musaf is concerned, Shmini Atzeres is in Parshas Pinchas a holiday unto itself, a regel. Ksheleatzmo, the Rambam counts the Musafim of Shmini Atzeres in Taryag as a mitzvah unto itself. It's not included in the mitzvahs of Sukkos. We could also say that with regard to Karbanos in Parshas Pinchas, we would anticipate that since the Purim, the cows that were brought on from the beginning of Sukkos in decreasing numbers, we start with the number 13 and we get down to the number 7. We've anticipated that on Shmini Atzeres we would bring 6 parim as the 8th day of Sukkot, but no, the Torah says par echad, only one par. So this all indicates that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. However, with regard to the mitzvahs of Simcha and Re'iyah, which are expressed in the Torah in Parashas Re'eh, there we see that Shmini Atzeres is not mentioned as a holiday unto itself, but rather it's included on the Chag HaSukkos. The Rambam in the Tariq Mitzvahs, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, does not count Simcha and Re'iyah of Shmini Atzeres as separate mitzvahs in Taryag, but rather they're included in the mitzvah of Simcha and Re'iyah of Chag HaSukkos. In Parshas Emor, we see Shmini Atzeres mentioned as Iser Malacha unto itself. In Parshas Pinchas, we see Shmini Atzeres mentioned as far as the Musafim in and of itself. But in Parshas Re'eh, with regard to Re'iyah and Simcha, and the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, we don't find that Shmini Atzeres is mentioned on its own. Because the answer is, with regard to these mitzvahs, it's incorporated into the mitzvah of Sukkos, into the Chag HaSukkos. The Gemara now continues. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, V'itema Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Teda, he's going to prove that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo, it deserves its own Birchas Hazman, Sharei Choluk B'shloshet Dvarim, because the mitzvahs Hayom of Sukkos terminate at the end of Sukkos and are not extended to apply to Shmini Atzeres. Number 1, Besukkah. Number 2, V'lulav. Number 3, V'nisach HaMayim. The mitzvahs of Sukkah and Lulav and Nisach HaMayim apply during Sukkot and do not apply during Shmini Atzeres. And this is derived from the pasuk Ulekachem Lachem in Parshas Emor B'yom HaRishon Priya Tzadik HaPosmaranaf Eitz Ovos V'arei Nochel Usmachem L'fnei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yomim. Only 7 days, not 8 days. Besukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. With regard to Nisach HaMayim, the Gemara has already established early on Daf Mem Dalid that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai teaches us that Shmini Atzeres is not included in the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Frek the Gemara, according to Rabbi Levi, you're telling me that Shmini Atzeres is separated from Sukkos in 3 ways. That's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ul Rabbi Yehuda di Omer in the Mishnah later on in Memchesim and Beis Bil Log Hayim Menasech Kol Shmona, that there was a Nisach HaMayim mitzvah even on the 8th day on Shmini Atzeres. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chachamim on 2 counts. Number 1, in terms of how many days there was a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, Rav Yehuda extends it to Shmini Atzeres, Chachamim limited to Shivas Yomim. He also disagrees with the Chacham with regard to the quantity of water that they did the Nisach on. It was a Shlosha Lugim quantity, which is much greater than the normal Nisach of 1 lug, which according to Chacham reflects itself the whole year round and on Sukkos itself as well. But in any event, getting back to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda has Nisuch HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres. It means that the Shmini Atzeres is an extension of Sukkos, and therefore Rei Cholik B'Shnei Dvarim. And one would therefore perhaps suggest that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we might not make a bracha of Shechianu insofar as Shmini Atzeres is not a new regel, but rather an extension of Sukkos. Clearly, Nisach HaMayim demonstrates that Shmini Atzeres is an extension of Sukkos. Let's read the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, Ihachi Shvi Shal Pesach Nami Harei Choluk. Now, if you're telling me that all you need is to find one distinction from the rest of the Chag, and that itself establishes and proves that we are talking about a new Chag. So if a mitzvah that applies at the beginning of the Chag terminates at the end of the Chag, it means that the end of the Chag is a separate regel and requires its own Shechianu. Ishvi shal pesach nami arei choluk. Why don't you emphasize the fact that the mitzvah of matzah, which applies on the first day of Pesach, does not apply on Shmini, on Shvi. The mitzvah di omar mar, laila rishon achova mikam v'elech rishus. The person has a choice whether he wants to eat matzah or he doesn't want to eat matzah. It's up to him. And if your logic is that whenever there's a hevdil, whenever there's a chiluk in halachas between one set of days and another, that indicates that the second set of days is a regel b'fnei atzmo and it requires its own bracha, then the last day of Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, should require a bracha of Shechiyonah, because on that day there's no mitzvah of matzah. But the Gemara analyzed that Hachi Hashta Hasam with regard to Shvi Shel Pesach mi laila choluk, the difference between the seventh day of Pesach and the beginning of Pesach is only relevant to the night, because on the first night and only on the first night is there a chiyuv, an absolute unconditional obligation to eat matzah. But as far as the daytime of the first day of Pesach, on that day there is no chovas matzah. The chovas matzah can only be applicable on the first night. In other words, once the Yom Rishon itself in Pesach is chaluk from the Laila Rishon, you already have a chiluk. There's no reason to say that Yom Hashvi of Pesach is now a separate day. You've already, that identical separation and uniqueness already applied in the day, on the first day of Pesach. Hacha, but in the case of Shmini Atzeres, afilu miyom nami chaluk, with regard to Shmini Atzeres, we could say that there is a distinction between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of the days of Sukkot, because the rest of the days of Sukkot have the mitzvot of Sukkah Lulav, and according to Chachamim Nisach HaMayim, all of a sudden we get to Shmini Atzeres and it's a complete, total separation. It means that the eighth day, which follows the 7 days, is completely separate from the 7 days. Yom HaShmini is in contrast to the days that came before him, before the eighth day, have none of the mitzvahs of the eighth day. The chiluk is between this last day and all the days that came before it. That's not the same in the case of the eighth day, or I should say the seventh day of Pesach. Ravina Amar Zeh Choluk Milafanov, meaning Yom Hashmini of Sukkot is separate, is different than the days that came before it. Mitzvah Lulav, Sukkah, and Nisach HaMayim, which apply all 7 days, do not apply on the eighth day. So here we have a clear-cut chiluk that indicates that there's a new kedusha in Yom Hashmini, and that engenders the chiyuv bracha of Shechiyonu. V'zeh chaluk milifnei fanav. But Shvi Shel Pesach is not separated from the 6 days that came before it, but rather from the first day of Pesach, where there's a mitzvah of eating matzah. So it doesn't make sense to recite Shechiyonu because of the absence of the mitzvah of matzah, when the absence of the mitzvah of matzah already applies for the first 6 days, with the exception of the night. And therefore, there's no special unique nature to the last day of Pesach that would justify a recitation of a new bracha of Zman. Okay, so there's no chiluk between the rest of the previous preceding days of Pesach. And now the Gemara is going to go ahead in the name of Rav Pop and offer another distinction between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of Sukkot, requiring a Bircha Shachiyonu. Rav Papa Omar Hacha b'Shmini Atzeres with regard to Shmini Ksiv. It says par echad, meaning one par. B'yom Shmini Atzeres ti'elochem v'kraftem olo yishet reyach nichol Hashem par echad. Whereas Hasam, with regard to the other days of Sukkot, Ksiv Parim, we bring many Parim as Karbanos. On the first day we bring 13. We go down and down until the final day of Sukkot, the 7th of Sukkot, we bring 7 Parim. We would anticipate that on Shmini Atzeres, insofar as it's part of Sukkot and not a regel b'fnei atzmo, it should be 6 Parim. And yet the Torah says that the minyan with regard to Yom HaShmini is not part of the Seder of the Yimei HaChag, but rather you bring one par. It proves, therefore, that Shmini Atzeres is a new regel unto itself. And the truth is that the Gemara could have quoted not just the par, but also the other korbanos. We find a fundamental distinction between Shmini Atzeres and the other days of Sukkos. On the other days, we bring Shnei Elim, Arbas, or Kvasim, on a daily basis. Whereas, with regard to Shmini Atzeres, the korban is Ayel Echad, not Shnei Elim, Shiva Kvasim, not 14 Kvasim. And the Rashash claims that Rav Papa mentioned Purim because they appear first in the parasha, but for the same token, he could have mentioned all the korbanos of Shmini Atzeres that are different chaluk to the korbanos of Chagasukos. With regard to the seventh day of Pesach, we don't find this chiluk in the minyan korbanos. Every day of the 7 days of Pesach, we bring the identical korban as Shnei Purim, as the Torah says in Parashas Pinchas, V'kravtem Isha Lo Lashem Purim V'nei Vakar Shnayim Ka'el Etasu Liyom Shivas Yomim. So the Torah is explicit in telling us that all 7 days of Pesach have the identical number of korbanos. There's no difference in the minyan of korbanos on the seventh day from the previous 6 days, and therefore it's not a regel b'fnei atzmo. And now we get to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He has a different source for the status of Shmini Atzeres as its own independent regel requiring Birchas Hazman Hacha. With regard to Shmini Atzeres, Ksiv, it says Bayom Hasam Ksiv Ubayom. With regard to Shmini Atzeres, the Torah doesn't add the Vav in the parasha of Korbanos. It says Bayom Hashmini. There, with regard to Sukkos, the Torah says Ubayom. In other words, every day when the Torah specifies the korban of that day, it says Ubayom. Ubayom Hasheni, Ubayom Hashlishi. The Vav is Mosav Alinyan Rishon, which tells us that this day is an addition, is an add-on to the previous day. And therefore, each of the 7 days of Sukkot form one entity. They're all add-ons, one to the other, to the other, to the other. And that's as far as 7 days. When we get to the eighth day, there the Torah says, Bayom HaShmini, it starts with a whole new story. In Shvi Shel Pesach, we don't find this. In Shvi Shel Pesach, we have the same Vav of Ubayom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh Elohim, which is a Vav of Machabe that links the seventh day to the previous 6 days, and it's all one entity. Rav Ashi has a different reason to justify the status of Shmini Atzeres as a separate Chag. Hacha, with regard to the eighth day of Sukkot's Ksiv, the Torah says, and we'll read the whole pasuk, Min Chasam Viniskeyem Lapar La'ayel La'kvasim V'la'kvasim V'misparam Ka Mishpat. Okay, it says Ka Mishpat with regard to Shmini Atzeres. And all that is in Bamidbar, Perek Chav Tes, and Parshas Pinchas. Hasam over there with regard to the seventh day of Chagasukas, it says Bimisparam Kim Mishpatam. And this distinction between Ka Mishpat and Kim Mishpatam is coming to teach us that the seventh day, Kim Mishpatam, is the completion of Chagasukos. Kim Mishpatam, meaning that the same Mishpat HaKarbonos that applies on the other days, apply in the seventh day as well. With regard to Shmini Atzeres, it says Kam Mishpat. Kam Mishpat, Mishpat means Cholok Liatzma. It's not included in the previous 7 days of Sukkot Zeregel Bifnei Atzma. That's how Rashi interprets it. Tosus, if you take a look, Dibur Maskil Hacha has a different take on all this, because he adds a very important point that with regard to the seventh day of Sukkot, Kim Mishpatam is coming to tell you that it has the same Mishpat as the 6 previous days, and therefore completes the Chag. But in Shmini, it doesn't say Kim Mishpatam, but Rege Kam Mishpat, it means its own Mishpat, and it has its own set of regulations with regard to Parshas Pinchas, and therefore it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. Now, the Gemara at this point is going to try to bring support for Rabbi Yochanan that Birchas Hazman
is recited on Shmini Atzeres Lema Misayele. The Brisa says Haparim Ha'elim Vakvasim, all those that are written in the parasha of Karbanos Musaf, to be brought on every single successive day of Chag HaSukkos, Ma'akvin Ze'etzeh. All these Karbanos, Ali Ikuva, they're indispensable. We cannot be makir the Karbanos if one of them was not brought, one of them is missing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Parim Ein Ma'akvin Ze'etzeh. With regard to the number of Parim, that's not ma'akiv. You know, it's yecholim la'akriv gam chelik miminyan ha'parim ha'roi lo sayom. If you only bring a segment, a small amount of the parim, not the full amount, then you're yotzei b'di'evet sharei. How does he know this? Mismatin v'olchim. Since they go down from the first day of 13 parim to the second day of 12 parim, etc., etc., it looks like the Torah is not being mocked, and the Torah is not so careful about the number of parim that you actually bring. And therefore, even though the Torah tells you exactly how many to bring on that day, you didn't bring that number, it's not likuva yuyotze. But with regard to elim and kvasim, they're ma'akiv, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the Torah gives a mispar kavua exactly for each day, how many elim have to be brought, how many kvasim have to be brought. The Chachamim extend that rule even to parim, and assume that there's exact number of parim that have to be brought on each day, and that's likuva. Amru lo, the Chacham turned to Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, V'alo kulam mismatim v'olchim b'shmini. If you compare the numbers of elim and kvasim that are brought during Sukkot to the number of elim and kvasim that are brought on Shmini Atzeres, you will see mismatim v'holchim. The same principle applies, that the numbers decrease. You, Rabbi Yehuda, agree that in this case, with regard to Elim and Kvasim, the number has to be brought, and that's Likuva on Shmini Atzeres. Why do you say that on Shmini Atzeres, the number of Parim is not Likuva, applying the principle of mismatim v'holchim, when that principle of mismatim v'holchim applies on Shmini Atzeres with regard to Elim and Kvasim? We only bring one aisle on Shmini Atzeres. We only bring seven kvasim. You should have said, according to your logic, that whenever mismatim olchim applies, the number is not likuva, then elim and kvasim, there shouldn't be ma'akvim zedzeh, because it's mismatim b'shmini. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lahem, he answers to them, you have no proof from the fact that there's mismatim olchim on the Karbonis of Shmini Atzeres, and why not? Shmini regel b'fnei atzmohu. Shmini is not to be compared to Chag HaSukkos. It doesn't stand in any sort of relationship to Chag HaSukkos. It stands independent on its own. And therefore, you can't talk about mismatim v'olchim by defining some sequence that started on Chag HaSukkos and entered and continued in Shmini Atzeres. Kishem sheshivas yimei achag te'urim karbon. Just like every single day of the 7 days of Sukkot require their own karbon, according to the Seder that the Torah established, Vishir, and the Levim have to sing on the Dukhan during the days of the Chag a certain Shir. That's they sing the song of the Parsha of Matnas Aniyim. And the reason for that is because Sukkot is the time of Asif, and the Kapitel Tilim is meant to convey to us that if we have wealth, we have to share that wealth, like it should compay a Mises, etc., with the Aniyim. Ubracha, and each day of the 7 days of Sukkot has its own bracha. We'll have to understand that later on. And then Lina, there's halacha that you have to stay in Yerushalayim at night until the daybreak, after the Karban Chagiga is brought, and that's a sugya later on. And if, for example, he brings the Karban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, he's got to stay over in Yerushalayim the Laila of Motzai Yontif, meaning following Yontif. If he's Makriv on a different day, he'll have to stay over in Yerushalayim on the night following that day. And Rashi tells us that the source for the Chiyuv Lina in Yerushalayim is Karban Pesach, because in the Parsha of Karban Pesach it says, Ubishalto v'yachalto b'mokom asher yivcha Hashem Elokecha bo, ufaniso baboker v'alachto lo alecha. It's only in the next day that you go back to your OL. And we're going to equate
Yontif to Karban Pesach, and we're going to require Lina. So any day of Sukkot might engender Lina if that's the day that you brought your Chagiga. Ach Shmini Ton Karban. Shmini itself has its own Karban, but it's not included in the minyan and the counting and the sequence of karbanos that are brought on Chag HaSukkos. V'shir, it's not part of the Seder of the Shirei HaChag. We're not going to sing about the Aniyim. We're going to sing a kapitel in Tilim Vav, L'Amnatzech HaShminis. Has nothing to do with Chag HaOsif or Matnas Aniyim. U'bracha, and we'll see later on what this means, that the bracha of Shmini Atzeres is independent. And not only that, V'lina, says Rabbi Yehuda, even as far as Lina is concerned, the din of Shmini Atzeres is a separate din, and the chiyuv of Lina is Xeris HaKosuv with regard to Regolim. It's not dependent upon Karbanos. And even if he already did Lina on Yontif Rishon, because at the beginning of Sukkot he brought his Karma Chagiga, nevertheless he has a Chiv Lina that's engendered by Shmini. And all this indicates that Shmini Atzeres is a Regel Bifnei Atzma. So the Gemara says, my love, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that the 7 days of Sukkot require a bracha unto itself, and Shmini Atzeres also requires a bracha unto itself, it would seem that he's referring to Zman, which means Shechiyonu, and this would be a support for Rabbi Yochanan, who said that there's a separate Zman on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, no, lo, there's no proof. When he recites bracha, he means Birchas HaMozun U'Tefillah, that during the 7 days of Chag, we say in davening Es Yom Chag HaSukkos Zeh on Shmini Atzeres. Instead, we say Es Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres Zeh, and that's what he means by bracha li atzma. And Hochi Nami Mistabra, and that makes sense, as the Gemara di Salkedaita Zman Zman Kol Shiva Meika. If the bracha referred to in this price of Rabbi Yehuda is Bircha Shechiyonu, how can he say that every day of Sukkos requires a bracha? We know that one Bircha Shechiyonu is enough. You recite Shechiyonu on the first day, and that's it. You yotzei the rest of the balance of the Chag. You don't recite Shechiyonu. Holo kasha, that would not be a proof. The ilo baruch ha'idna mevarach lemakar o liyom achrina. Each day of Sukkot is mechayev a birchas hazman, but you yotzei by reciting birchas hazman at the beginning of the Chag, an event that you omitted reciting birchas hazman at the beginning of Yontif Sukkos, then at any other day you can fulfill the mitzvah of being mevarach. And I would say it's not tashlumin, it's the original chiyuv, because every day is mechayev unto itself a berachas hazman. And I wanted to point out to you something before we continue, and that is that the Gemara initially was bothered by the fact that Rabbi Yehuda has Nisuch HaMayim on the 8th day, and that would have indicated that maybe Shmini Atzeres should not require its own bracha. It's not a regular Bifnei Atzma, it's an extension of Sukkos. Haraya, the mitzvah of Nisuch applies. And the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that Nisuch HaMayim only applies during the 7 days of Sukkot. It does not extend into Shmini Atzeres. And perhaps we have to ask the following question. What is the Mechayev of Nisuch Amayim? In the case of Nisuch HaYayin, we know that the Karban Tamid is Mechayev, and the Chiyuv of Nisuch HaYayin is clearly a Chovas Karban. In the case of Nisuch HaMayim, we're not sure. Is the Mechayev the Karbanos of the day? That's not necessarily so. We can certainly assume that, like other mitzvahs, Seluv and Sukkah, the Mechayev of Nisuch HaMayim is the Yom itself, the Kedushas HaYom. It's just that we can only be Mechayev that in the Mikdash on the Mizbeach like a Karban, but it's not a Chiyuv Karban, it's a Chiyuv Kedushas HaYom. And perhaps that itself is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that the Mechayev of Nisuch HaMayim is Karban. It's not coincidental that this mitzvah is fulfilled as a karban on the Mizbeach. It's a karban halacha. It's no different than Nisuch HaYayin, which is certainly engendered by the Chovas Karban. Here the Nisuch HaMayim is engendered by the Chovas Karban, the karbanos of the day. And if that be the case, then the shiur of mayim, the quantity of mayim that has to be poured on the mizbeach in the case of nisuch hamayim should be identical to the same to the quantity of yayin that needs nisuch. And nisuch hayayin as halach of carbon, as a kiyum carbon, is 3 lugim. Therefore, mayim nisuch hamayim will likewise require 3 lugim. And then we can understand why Shmini Atzeres is not included in the Chiyuv of Nisuch HaMayim, because with regard to Karbonos, Shmini Atzeres has its own Karbonos. They're not part of the Karbonos of Chag HaSukkos. In Parashas Pinchas, Shmini Atzeres stands out with its own high profile, with all the Karbonos, whether the Elim and the Kvasim and the Parim. They're all different in number. And again, as we said earlier, we don't bring 6 parim on Shmini Atzeres like we would have anticipated. It's 1 par. So that's the Shita Chachamim. Again, just to summarize, the Chachamim hold that Nisuch HaMayim, like Nisuch HaYayin, is a carbon halacha. Therefore, number one, the shear of Nisuch is going to be the Gimel Lugim that apply to Nisuch HaYayin, that applies now to Nisuch HaMayim. And number two, there's no mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres, because as far as carbon is concerned, Shmini Atzeres is not included in the carbon of Sukkos that engenders Nisuch HaMayim. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, will say the other side of the Chakir, the Mechayiv of Nisuch HaMayim is not the carbon, but the Kedush Sayom, just that it's fulfilled in the Mikdash as a carbon. Therefore, we can equate Shmini Atzeres to Sukkos, that we have one halach of Kedusha Achas. We saw it as far as Simcha is concerned, and that's why Shmini Atzeres is not Mevatel Avelus. And the Kedush Sayom of Shmini Atzeres of Parshas Re'eh is identical to Chag HaSukkos, and therefore Shmini Atzeres, insofar as Re'iyah and Simcha are concerned, is the 8th day of Sukkos. Shem Sukkos Chal Olav. And we understand now why Rabbi Yehuda extends Nisuch HaMayim to Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh, because now it's a subcategory and its identity is that of Sukkos. And not only that, Rabbi Yehuda is going to set up a new shear of Nisuch HaMayim, which is a lug, which is not the same as the shear of Nisuch HaYayim, which is Gimel Lugim, because Nisuch HaMayim is a chova of Kiddush Sayom. And therefore it has nothing to do with Nisuch HaYayim, which is chova's carbon. So the Nisuch HaYayim, which requires 3 lugim, doesn't in any way, impact on, or it's not relevant to, the shear of Nisuch HaMayim, which is a Chovas Kiddush Sayom, and therefore it's a different shear. It's 1 lug instead of 3 lug. Another point that I wanted to make is that with regard to the 7th day of Pesach, we said that the 7th day of Pesach is Afilu Miyom. I'm sorry, it's not Cholok Miyom, it's only Cholok Milayla, the Lila Rishona, whereas with regard to Shmini Atzeres, Afil Miyom, Nami Cholok. In other words, this should prove that Shmini Atzeres has its own Kiddush, it's sanctified with its own Kiddush as a regal Bifnei Atzmo, which engenders a Chiyuv of Birka Shakyonu. With regard to Pesach, even though the rest of Pesach does not have Achilas Matzah, nevertheless, all of Pesach is Kadosh B'Kedusha Sachag B'Kedusha Pesach. In other words, even though the Torah limited the time period for Matzah to the first night of Tesvav B'Nisan, nevertheless, the balance of the holiday is all one entity as far as Kedusha Yom is concerned. That's not so with regard to the relationship between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of Chag HaSukkos. Is Miyom Nami Cholok, it means that Shmini Atzeres has a Kedusha unto itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, as we saw before, Parim Eino Ma'akvim Zedzeh. And the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda apply the principle of Mismatin V'Holchim to the case of Pari Achag? Why doesn't he apply the Mismatin V'Holchim principle to Shmini Atzeres, which, as far as the Elim and the Kfasim are concerned, is Mismay V'Holich? And the answer is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shmini Atzeres is a regal Bifnei Atzmo. And therefore,
you cannot prove anything from the Mismatim V'Holchim of Sukkot. That process of Mismatim V'Holchim does not extend to include Shmini Atzeres as well. The Chacham, on the other hand, hold that there's no proof from the Musafim of one day of Sukkot to the rest of the days of Sukkot, because as far as Karban is concerned, every day has its own Kedusha. And this I heard from the Rav in a Yahrzeit Shia. The Rav said that the Gemara in Erchin establishes that there's a Hallel, a full Hallel on every single day of Sukkot, because every day of Sukkot is Chaluk B'Karbanos, which is not the case on Pesach. On Pesach, every single day has the same identical Karbanos. So, according to the Chachamim, Sukkot, every single day, has its own unique Kedusha. It's not one indivisible Mikshachas of 7 days, and that's what we saw through Chiluk Karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, maintains with regard to Karbanos, all the days of Sukkot are Kedusha Achas with one Machayev, and therefore the numbers of Purim, B'dieved, could be the same on all the days. And Rabbi Yehuda establishes the principle of Purim, Ein Ma'akvim Ze Et Ze. Again, that, now you have to understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is it that we're Gomer as a Hallel on every single day of Sukkot? Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda sees all the days of Sukkot as one indivisible Miksha Achas of Kedusha. The Kedusha Yom begins on the first night of Sukkot and extends till the last night of the seventh day. And not only that, why is Sukkot different than Pesach? During the 7 days of Sukkot, we recite Hallel daily. During the 7 days of Pesach, we do not recite Hallel. I mean, there's a minute to say Hallel, but not a full Hallel, which is the Hallel of Ikra Din. So again, let's just explain our question. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that Purim Ein Ma'akvim Zed, so you could have on all 7 days of Sukkot the identical number of Purim, and that's because there's one Kedusha that begins with the night of entering into Sukkot and ends with the night after Shvi, then we have to understand the difference as far as Hallel is concerned. Why is it that in Sukkot every day requires its own Hallel and Shvi, and in Pesach that's not the case? So perhaps we could answer that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the reason why we recite a full Hallel on every day of Sukkot is not because of the Karban, not because each Karban is different than the others, because again, review the old Purim Ein Ma'akvim said, so you can have the identical number of Karbanos all the days, but what sets up each day of Sukkot as a separate Kedusha and engenders its own Chiyuv Hallel? The answer is the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is a separate mitzvah. Let me formulate that a little bit more precisely. Not that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is separate one day from the other, but rather that the kiyum of Hallel through Lulav, because with regard to Lulav, Oz Yiranu Atzei Yar, it engenders a different type of kiyum of Hallel, that requires a complete recitation of Hallel on Bishas Netilas Lulav on every single day. So the Hallel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of Sukkot is really the Hallel of Lulav because of Oz Yiranu Atzei Yar. It's not Midin Kiddush Sachag, because as far as Kiddush Sachag is concerned, all 7 days are one identical Kiddusha. And I'm wondering if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person forgot to recite Shechiyonu on the first day, then it makes absolute sense that it could be Mevarech Shechiyonu on any other day of Sukkot, because all the days of Sukkot really merge and integrate into one Kedusha. However, the fact that we say a different Hallel, a new Hallel on every day, that has to do with the mitzvah of Lulav, not with the Kedusha Sayyom. According to the Chacham, that Purim Ma'akvim Zetze, which means that the exact precise number of Purim on each separate day of Sukkot is Likuva, which is based on the assumption, the premise of the Chachamim, that every day of Sukkot has its own Kedusha. And we saw that with regard to Hallel, that Chaluk LeKarbanoseyem, the Chiluk Karbanoseyem is enough to engender a Chiyuv Hallel each day. That probably is a Chiyuv D'oraisa. each day, because it has nothing to do with lulav. I'll explain what I mean. With regard to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that we understand, we define the mitzvah of halel as being generated by lulav, then it's impossible to assume that for all seven days of Sukkot, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa of halel, because the six out of the seven are just the Rabbanan, Zechel Migdash, and therefore the halal that's engendered by lulav for this balance of the chag the other 6 days would also have to be derabbanan at the best. Can't exceed dial of aman adin. But according to chachamim, it could be that halal on Sukkot, each day of Sukkot, is a mitzvah d'oraisa because of the new kedusha of each day of Sukkot. Let's point out that this halach of Shmini Atzeres regel b'fnei atzma is nogea to lina as well. Lina, during the 7 days of Sukkot, would not engender a chiyuv lina on Shmini Atzeres. Even though there is a chiyuv lina on Shmini Atzeres, but it's fundamentally different from the chiyuv lina on Yemei HaSukkos. The chovas lina on Sukkot is Zayin Yomim, and not more than Zayin Yomim. It would not extend and overlap into the eighth day, spill over into eighth. The reason why there's a chiyuv lina on Shmini Atzeres is because Shmini Atzeres is also a regel of Neatzma. In other words, the chiyuv lina is not engendered by karbonos, but rather by the chovas hachag, the chovas a regel. And just like there's a chovas lina all the 7 days of Sukkot, depending upon which day he brought his karbon, so too, with regard to Shmini Atzeres, there's a chovas lina midin regel b'fnei atzma. If you turn to the Gemara on Daf Mem Ches Amid Aleph, we get sort of a finale to complete the sugya that we started here on Mem Zayin with regard to bracha, and whether or not there's Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara on Daf Mem Ches establishes that my havi Allah, what's the final conclusion as far as bracha is concerned, and the Gemara presents a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So let's see if we can read this Gemara inside. Go back to Mem Zayin Amid Beis, and we're looking at the last four lines. Rav Nachman Omer Omrim Zman Bishmini Shelchag. In other words, Rav Nachman paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Sheshes Omer Ein Omrim Zman Bishmini Shelchag. In other words, we see, we define Shmini Atzeres as part and parcel of Sukkot, and therefore it doesn't engender its own Zman, because the Zman of Sukkot is Chal and spills over to incorporate Shmini Atzeres as well. The Hilchasa Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag, the final maskana is, and that's how in Noeg, we do recite Shechiyonu over Shmini Atzeres. But we have here a clear machlokas as to whether or not Shmini Atzeres engenders a chiyuv of Birchas HaZman. Rav Sheshes says no, and Rav Nachman says yes. It means that according to Rav Nachman, since there is a separate Kedush Sayom on Shmini Atzeres, there's a separate Isur Molocha, there's a separate Karbonos, therefore that dimension is enough to engender, that Kedush Sayom Liatzmo of Shmini Atzeres is enough to engender a Chiyuv Bracha of Shechiyonu. In other words, Rav Nachman understands that the status of Shmini Atzeres is a hybrid one. It can be classified as Chag HaSukkos, it's the eighth day of Sukkos, and that's true with regard to Simcha and with regard to Re'iyah. But on the other hand, Shmini Atzeres has its own Kedusha, it's a regel b'fnei atzma with regard to Bazar Kashav, and Rav Nachman holds that Birchas HaZman depends upon the extra Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, the extra Kedusha which engenders a chiyuv simcha. I'm sorry, a chiyuv an isur malacha and a chiyuv karbon. That itself would be machayev b'toras kedushas hazman, the brach of shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu hazman hazer. Rav Sheshes on the other hand holds that birchas hazman is engendered by simcha,
And since, as we saw, the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is merely an extension of the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos, you already recited a Berachas HaZman on that Kiddush Sayom of Sukkos that engenders Simcha. Shmini Atzeres is included in that Kiddush Sayom that engenders Simcha, and so far as it's a Hemshech of the 7 days of Sukkos, it's part and parcel of Sukkos, and therefore there's no Simcha that's unique to Shmini Atzeres as a regular Bifnei Atzma that would engender a Chiyuv Bracha. That's one possibility. So again, we're insisting that according to Rav Nachman, since there's a new Kedush Sayom on Shmini Atzeres, which we saw with regard to Yisur Malach, with regard to Karbon, that itself is enough to engender a mitzvah of Birchas Hazman. There's another possibility to explain Rav Nachman that Birchas Shechiyonu is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's on the mitzvah of Yisur Malach. Because Yisur Malacha has both a lav and an essay, it's a mitzvah of tishbos, it's a mitzvah of shvisas aregel, and Shmini Atzeres has its own unique mitzvah of shvisas aregel and parashas emor, and therefore we make the brach of Shechiyonu on this mitzvah of shvisas aregel. Reb Sheshes, on the other hand, holds that Birchas Hazman is a bracha on the regel itself, and as far as the regel itself, Shmini Atzeres has a shem sukkos. It's not a separate entity from Sukkos. I mean, again, in certain ways it is separate, but it's also shares a common, shall we call it, Cheftah Shel Regel to Sukkos. And therefore, since the bracha on the Cheftah Shel Regel was recited on Sukkos, it's also chal with regard to the Cheftah Shel Regel of Shmini Atzeres. And so far, Shmini Atzeres has the identical Cheftah Shel Regel of Chag HaSukkos, not like the way Rav Nachman holds that the bracha is on the mitzvah of Shvisa, and there's a new mitzvah of Shvisa that emerges on Shmini Atzeres, independent of the Shvisa of the first 7 days. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, puts the emphasis on the essence of the Chag, the Cheftah Shel Regel, rather than the mitzvah saseh of Shvisa. According to Rav Nachman, if somebody would be Mechalel, the Kedusha Sayyom, of Shmini Atzeres, he would not recite a brach of Shechiyonu because he's desecrated, he did a malacha asura on Shmini Atzeres, he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah of Shvisas HaRegel of Tishbos. Or for example, on Yom HaKippurim, we could say the same thing, even with regard to someone who eats, which is a chiyuv of Shvisa, that's what the Rambam indicates at the beginning of Hilchas Shvisas Asur, and the Birchas Hazman is on the Shvisa. If he's not being mekayim the Shvisa, he cannot recite the Birchas Hazman. According to Rav Sheshes, on the end, he would make a bracha. So it's interesting that Rav Sheshes drops the bracha of Zman with regard to Shmini Atzeres, but he would accept a bracha on, let's say, someone who violates Malach on Sukkos or eats on Yom HaKippurim. In that case, Dafka Rav Shimon, Rav Sheshes would say that you make a bracha Shechiyonu on the Cheftz of Regel, whereas Rav Nachman focuses on the Issa Malacha and the mitzvah of Tishbos in order to engender the bracha of Shechiyonu. If he violates the Shvisa, whether it's Shvisa mi Malach that he violates on any Yontif, including Sukkos, or the Shvisa mi Achila, which is the mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim, then there's no room for Birchas Hazman. You could ask a similar question with regard to Kiddush, and there I think even Rav Sheshes would have to admit that Kiddush, which is derived from the Pasuk Zocher, which is by analogy is equated with Shomar, which is Isur Malacha. If someone is violating the Isur Malacha, he would not recite Kiddush. It would be meaningless. And with regard to Achila B'Yom HaKippurim, would he be able to recite Kiddush? Could the Kiddush be Chal on the Isur Malacha alone, even though with regard to the Achila of Yom HaKippurim, he has violated that Kiddusha? And that would depend upon the relationship between the Kedusha that engenders the Isurei Inui of Yom HaKippurim and the Kedusha that engenders the Isur Malach. In both cases, he's Chayiv Kares, and the Rambam derives both from one Pasuk, Shabbos, Shabbos on Shabbos L'Inyan Malacha, Shabbos on L'Inyan Achilu Shasiyah,
then it could be that a person could not recite Kiddush if he violated Yom HaKippurim either by doing one of the malachas or by eating or drinking on Yom HaKippurim. The question that I wanted to raise with you with regard to the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he counts the mitzvah of Shvisa, of Shvish al Pesach, as a mitzvah unto itself. That you'll see at the beginning of Hilchos Shvisas Yontif. Now, it's a little bit difficult because Rav Nachman says that the bracha of Shechiyonu is engendered by the Iser Malacha, by the Shvisa, the mitzvah of Tishbos, which in the case of Acharon Shel Pesach has its own, according to the Rambam, its own independent mitzvah, then we should expect and anticipate that it should be a Birchas Hazman on Acharon Shel Pesach. So that's a very difficult issue because nobody says that you recite Shechiyonu on the eighth day or the seventh day of Pesach. Nobody says that. We mentioned a great deal about Nisuch HaMayim, and I would like to point out to you something from the Rav on a Mishnah later on in Sukkah with regard to Nisuch HaMayim and Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis mentions the Chasidim v'Anshei Maisa Hayu Merakdim Bifneihem. What does the word Bifneihem mean? It means, according to Tosfos Yontif, Lifnei Ha'am. They were at the head, the Chasidim and Anshei Maisa. And then it says, Hayu Merakdim Bifneihem. And if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, he says, Lifnei HaMenoros. Right, they were the torches, and in, all the way in the front, they, the Chasidim Anshei Maise, would be Merakid Bavukos, Shal Or, Shebiyadeim. This is the top line of Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Shayu Zarkin Osom Klapei Mala, Umekabim Osom Bechazor. They did this juggling act, the Omrim Lifneihem, Divrei Shiros, Vishishbrachos LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Al Shehishra Shchinoso Bamigdosh. In other words, we see here in the Mishnah that the Chasidim and Anshei Maisa would show their shiflus, their humility, because of the Ashras HaShchina. That's how the Rambam interprets this Mishnah in a very poetic way in his presentation in Perek Ches Milchus Lulav, a whole set of halachas that begin with halacha Yud Beis all the way to halacha Tes Zayin. He says, "Apul Pisha Kol Moados Mitzvah Smoch Ben Bechag Asukas Hayisam B'Migdash Yom Simchi Yisera." Then he says, "V'Keitzer Ayu Osim." He goes to the Maschilim L'Smoch Motzai Yontif Rishon. But then this is what I wanted to emphasize: Hey Chaisa Simcha Zu, and he describes the Chalil. He describes the Kinar. Mishio Debe Peh Be Peh, Rotin, Masafkin, etc., etc., Kol Echad V'Yechad, Kemoshe Yodea, V'Omrim, Shiros V'Shpochos, and Mitzvah L'Harbos B'Simchazu, V'Lo Ayu Osim Oso Ami Ha'aretz V'Chol Mi, Shiyir Tzal Gedole, Chachme Yisrael, V'Roshe Ha'Yeshivis, V'Asanhedrin, V'Chasidim, V'Azakenim, V'Anshi Maisa, Heim, Shohayu Meraktin, U'Mesapkin, U'Menagnin, U'Mesamchin, V'Migdosh B'Mei Chag HaSukkos. And it's clear in the Rambam, again, we have a lot more to read in this Rambam, and every word is Kodesh Kadoshim, but he says that this revelation of Ashras HaShchina should engender two different feelings in man. Number one, Simcha, and the other, on the other hand, Shiflus. And these are the foundations for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And if you look here in the Mishnah about the Divrei Shiros V'Shishbrachos, and then you fast forward to the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Yesh Mehem Omrim Ashrei Yalduseinu Shelo Bisha Es Ziknuseinu Elu HaChasidim, Yesh Mehem Omrim Ashrei Ziknuseinu Shekopra Es Yalduseinu Elu Bali Tshuva, you see clearly that the Bali Tshuva played a very unique role in the Shiros V'Shishbrachos, in the celebration of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the Rav says the reason for that is that Chag HaSukkos is the Chag of Tahara, of purity, of doing Tshuva, of coming after Yom HaKippurim, the Tahara of Lifnei Hashem Titaharu. And the Rav likes to quote the Medrash Rab in Parshas Emor on the Pasuk L'Katan Kam Yom HaRishon, Rishon L'Cheshben HaHavonos. Right now, we're clean of sins. And the main shall we say, theme of the Shiros Tishbachos on the Chag is Tara and Kaparas Chatoim. Hil Azokain, Kshayasameach Besimchas Beisharf Omar Kain, Imanikan Akolkam and Einanikan Mikan, which Lechora doesn't make any sense. It sounds like he's a Balgaiva, but perhaps what he's saying is that there's Nikoyon Michet, there's a cleansing, a purification from sin. And Hill wanted to declare in a loud voice that a person is responsible for himself. He cannot pass on that responsibility to others. And if others make fun of him, he has to gird himself and be strong with Yiras HaChet. And he should say, you know what, in my Nikon, even if I'm here alone and you're not going to support me, you're going to make fun of me and scoff me on Kol Khan, that's enough. V'chein, and also, he should not argue, he should not claim that others who observe the Torah, they exempt him of his responsibility. Each one of us has and carries a personal, individual responsibility. That's what he means. Im einani kan mikan, the achrayus, the responsibility is on each person in a complete form. And if a person feels the weight of that responsibility, then he'll do tshuva. And if he doesn't feel that weight of responsibility, he doesn't have yiras chet, and that's not good. So the shira and the tishpachos, the simchas beis hashoeva, barchi nafshis Hashem, David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, it's all about the fact that we have to give thanksgiving to Hashem, just like a person. The pasuk says, "A rofei l'chol tachlu laichi," a person who is ill and now he's healthy again. Once he's restored to health, he's chayv in a separate mitzvah of hodah. So too, a person who has kapara from sins, because chet is a choli and kapara is a refuah. Therefore, he has to be moda, he has to thank Hashem, he has to sing a separate song of shiros b'tishbachos to Hashem. That's nidikoyen achet. That's the central theme of the shiros of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We should be zocher to the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Kol Misha Lora Simcha Zu, Lora Simcha Miyamav, and with the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, we'll get that Simcha. It'll be the Simcha of Tahara that follows the great day of Yom HaKippurim Lufnei Hashem Titaru, and we should be zocher to this, all of us, v'mheira v'yameinu, Amen.